Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition. So if you have a phone nearby and you'd like to have the number, I'll give it to you right now. That's 844-322-2742, where you can call directly into the studio and speak directly with us at Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you if you have a Bible question or some life issue you're dealing with. This is a great time to call, 844-322-2742. But do that right now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and I do want to reiterate your invitation for folks to pick up the phone and dial that number, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about all kinds of stuff, but specifically, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about this gospel. Let's talk about how it impacts you on a day-to-day basis. And we've been talking about how the gospel draws us near to God, opens up the way that we can enjoy a relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son. It's this idea of being close to God. Everybody wants to be close to God. Like I said, most every religion that's ever been formed, the object of it is to figure out what you're supposed to do in order to draw near to God, in order to clean yourself up, to make yourself holy, to make yourself righteous in such a way so that you can be close to God. And it's through human effort. You're climbing up that spiritual ladder, at least you think you are, but that's not going to get you there. Those religious efforts aren't going to get you there. Those are simply dead works. If you're going to be close to God, you're going to have to receive the gospel. And here's what happens when you receive the gospel. Paul tells us about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And in verse 17 there, he says, "But he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him." So when we receive the good news of Jesus Christ, we're joined to the Lord. We become a part of the body of Christ. Now, this verse that I just read is in a broader context of fleeing sexual immorality. Obviously, in the Corinthian church, there were great problems with sexual immorality. That was just part of their pagan culture, and a lot of their pagan culture was seeping into the Church of Jesus Christ. And we see that happening today. We see sexual immorality starting to infiltrate the church. It's just becoming commonplace. We have a casual attitude toward sex in general. We've lost the sacredness of it. We've lost the holiness of it. We've lost what God originally intended, that it was to be enjoyed within the bonds of marriage, one man, one woman for life. But we've made it something completely different. So Paul's addressing that, and he's saying, hey, your body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. That's what the Lord made that body for, so that he could use that body to share his goodness, his kindness, his love, his mercy out there in the world. So we've fallen short. That's when sin entered in. We fell short of that purpose. But now in Christ, that's being restored in each and every one of us who belong to Jesus. So he's saying your body was not meant for sexual immorality. Your body was meant for the Lord. And here's kind of the underlying argument. Here's kind of the reasoning that really sets Christianity apart. For he who is joined to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. So to be joined to the Lord, Jesus had to do a bunch of things, which he accomplished in full at the cross. He took away our sins through his shed blood. He cleanses us. He makes us righteous. He makes us alive together with himself, all for the purpose so that God's spirit could be joined to ours, so that we could become one in spirit. Well, if that's the case, then guess what? We are close to the Lord. We're exactly where we need to be. It didn't take religious rituals. It didn't take human effort. It didn't take being obedient to the law, trying to earn righteousness through obedience to the law. It didn't take any of those things. It simply took receiving and believing the good news of Jesus. And when we do, God gets into action and joins us to the body of Christ, and then we become one spirit with him. So if you're feeling distant, if you're feeling like God's a million miles away, man, those are thoughts based on error. Those are thoughts based on lies. It's time for you to believe the truth that as a believer that you have become one spirit with God. Why? Because you've been joined to the body of Christ.
That's great news, Bob. Thank you for sharing. And friends, thank you for being here for this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you. The lines are beginning to fill up a little bit, but we still have plenty of room for you at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And we want to say thanks to all of those of you who faithfully support this ministry every month. Our thanks, and we want to send you a copy of Clean and Close by our friend and brother, Andrew Farley, who will be on the broadcast with us tomorrow. In this series, Andrew brings encouragement to believers who may be feeling distant from God, but far from being distant and dirty. By God's grace, we've been qualified, and we are clean and close. We're sure you'll enjoy learning more from Andrew through his passion for the grace message. So when you get a chance, drop by basicgospel.net and make a donation to help Basic Gospel keep the good news coming. And to say thanks for your support, we'll send you a copy of Clean and Close by Andrew. Again, just click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start out in Oregon with Perry. Hi, Perry.
Hey, Perry.
You're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Hi, Bob. It's Perry. Is Andrew Farley with you today?
Not today, but he'll be with us tomorrow.
Okay. I lost my friend Joe 2 days ago, and I just wanted to thank you for your ministry. Joe struggled with believing that God loved him. He was a simple man, and through your ministry, he was able to enter God's rest, and he just... You know, I met him at church in 2013, and we went to a lot of Celebrate Recovery meetings, you know, Christian-based recovery meetings, and he was a great encourager. And, you know, his brother started a men's discipleship home, and he and I lived there for a while with him, and we had your ministry on for Bible study during the day. And us guys were just hanging out. And he was always saying, let's hear some Basic Gospel, Perry. And we listened to you back when, you know, Richard Pfeiffer was still there. We love and miss him. But thank you so much for your ministry. And
Perry, I'm sorry to break in. We're losing you just a little bit. If you could talk more clearly into the phone, that would help. So go
Let
ahead.
Me switch you to the browser.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, Perry, thank you so much for picking up the phone and calling us today. That is just great encouragement, and
yes,
we are glad to know that God used this outreach, this ministry to help your friend understand that he truly is loved by God, that his sins had been forgiven, and that through faith in Jesus, he has a place in God's family and God's kingdom, and is experiencing that rest right now in God's presence. So that is the hope of the gospel, and we are so glad that hope became the anchor for his soul as he came to his last breath here on planet Earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And can I get some prayer for his family?
Well, certainly. Well, let me just pray for you, for his family, and for comfort. And I know there are other people probably going through the same thing right now. There's a lot of loss that people are experiencing with all kinds of things happening. So let me just offer this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come to you in prayer. Thank you for Perry. Thank you for the encouragement he was to his friend, helping him to see the good news of Jesus, to see the truth about God, that God has love. and helping him find rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Thank you that hope became an anchor for his soul. And I pray that this truth, knowing that he is absent from the body and present with the Lord, will be a comfort to his family, will be a comfort to Perry, be a comfort to his immediate family, that they will recognize that he is in a better place, that he truly is with the Lord Jesus Christ, and if they're in Christ, that they'll be able to see him again in the future. Well, thank you for this comfort. Thank you for this hope. Thank you for this good news of Jesus Christ. And we pray these things in his matchless name. Amen.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Well, thank you, Perry, and thank you for being
every day.
Yeah, well, thank you, and thank you for being such a good friend to your friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a good brother. I loved him dearly, and I know I will see him again.
Yeah, well, that's great, Perry. You keep listening, and you call us anytime, okay?
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, let's go talk to Sheila, listening to us in Marietta, Oklahoma. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Glad you've joined us today. What's on your mind?
Thank you. Well, I was I ran into my niece who's having a hard time in town. And I told her, you know, put on 100.7 and just listen to it as background noise, you know, but there's so much chaos going on in your life that maybe you can't hear what God's trying to say to you. And just listen to some of these sermons. So I got in the car, I put it on your station, and I received a message. And I've been going to a Baptist church for 2 months, and it's been a dry period in my life, and I was not attending church. And so it's time to get back with God, with prayer, with meditation, and attending church. So I went into town to find a church, and I pulled into the Baptist church, and I'm not a Baptist. And I've been attending every Sunday since, and my beliefs are kind of rubbing up against the Sunday school teachers, and we're having disagreements, but I'm also trying to learn from her. And when, you know, I came home and I told my sister, I'm going to a Baptist church. I don't know why. And it rubs me wrong sometimes in the Sunday school. I don't know why I keep going there. And she said, well, maybe God's calling you. And I said, you know, I think I'm supposed to be there. I just don't know why. And so I've been thinking about it all week long and thinking, do I need to move on? And when he did the message about 30 minutes ago, it really hit me hard that, you know, because I sit after church and think, I need to just ditch that church and head somewhere else where I can be filled. But I don't think that that's what I'm supposed to do. And so his message just really struck me, and it brought chills to me. It was like, I need to stay and keep going. And, you know, I don't know what the purpose is.
Well, Sheila, let me just jump in and say I'm really encouraged by your call. And I, you know, we all struggle with some of these things, and especially coming through this COVID period, you know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, do I go back to church? If I do go back to church, do I go back to the one that I was going to? Do I find another one? There's a lot of confusion, a lot of wondering, questioning about where do I belong? Where do I fit in? And so I appreciate you bringing that. And what we need to realize is that, you know, as I was talking at the top of the hour, when we come to Christ, when we receive Jesus, and Sheila, I'm assuming that there was a point in your time where you received Jesus, you responded to the death, burial, and resurrection, and you were made new. Well, at that moment, Sheila, you were added to the body of Christ. You became a member of the church, the spiritual church. And now Jesus has come to live in you, and you are one spirit with him. So you have a closeness with God like every other believer. And so you need to recognize that. You need to recognize that new identity that you have in Jesus. And you can also recognize that God is going to use you to encourage others, and God is going to use others to encourage you. And I pray that this church that you're now attending, that will be your experience, that you will be encouraged in the Lord, and you will be an encouragement to others in their walk with the Lord. That's what the body is put together to do. So I pray that will be your experience.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for the message that I received today. And it's in all of the messages. I just really appreciate y'all being his messenger.
Well, thank you, Sheila. Let me do this. I want to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And I think it'll be a big encouragement to you, and something that you can share with others as well. So you hold the line. We'll get your information, and we'll put that in the mail as quickly as we can. Okay, Sheila?
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much.
God bless you for calling, and you call anytime, okay? You hold on.
Okay.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody, with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you in the time remaining. That number, 844-322-2742. October 15th through the 17th, Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley are going to be teaming up for United, a Bible conference steeped in the grace of God. And, Bob, it's going to be the first time we've all gotten together shoulder to shoulder since the outbreak of COVID, and I think it's going to be a great time. What about
you? Well, it is going to be a great time. I mean, it's always a great time when you gather in Christ and you talk about the good news of Jesus and you talk about all the things that Jesus has accomplished for you as an individual and how he's put this body together and to experience the love of God one with another. Yes. And that's what this is all about. I used to think of these conferences. You know, I'm a big sports fanatic. I love sports. I love to watch sports. I love to participate in sports. I just like sports. And you know, in every sport there are you know, kind of the creme de la creme games. You know, there's the Super Bowl in football. There's the World Series. And when a team wins it, you just see this excitement and joy, and they're leaping on each other, and they've just come together. And that's what these conferences are, but on steroids, because you're experiencing the joy of the Lord, the love of Christ Jesus. You're sharing that one with another, and you're being rooted and grounded in Jesus himself and his love and grace. And it's just a powerful, powerful moment in time when you see the realities of the gospel lived out in a conference setting. Yeah. So don't miss it. Come be a part of it October 15th through the 17th. It is going to be a magnificent time as we share together in all the things that unite us in Christ Jesus.
And registration, of course, is open, has been for a while, and we'd love for you to take advantage of it and get the information when you visit basicgospel.net/united. Again, basicgospel.net/united.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Louisville and talk to our friend Mary Jo. Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi. Excuse me. My question is this. When you're so sickly, what's the purpose of God in your life?
Well, I think the purpose of God in your life is just that he's in your life, that you're not going through that by yourself, that you have the love of God right there with you. And that's an encouragement. I mean, you look at the Apostle Paul's life, and he didn't experience a lot of illness. There was some, and he talked about that. But he experienced incredible persecution. I mean, everywhere he went, Mary Jo, he was thrown out of the town. He was He was dragged out. Oftentimes he was beaten almost to death. There were five times that the Word of God records that he received scourging, and that was 39 lashings, one less than what would kill a man. He received that five times, 195 lashings in his life. He experienced shipwreck and all of those things. But whether life was good or life was tough, he knew the truth that God was with him. And that was a great comfort to his soul, and that was his hope for something beyond this life, the day when he was going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. So, Mary Jo, illness is a tough thing for any human to go through. It seems to occupy our minds. It seems to capture our focus, and everything is about that illness. But if you can step back and realize that, hey, God is right there with you in spirit as you're going through that, it can bring some comfort to your soul. So that's the purpose of God in your life, is to be with you. And as he's promised, he's never going to forsake you. So you can count on him. You can depend upon him. You can rely upon him as you're going through whatever circumstance life throws your way.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome, Mary Jo. Thanks for your call. And just keep thanking the Lord that he is there with you, which means, Mary Jo, if he's there with you, it means that you are clean in God's sight, that your sins have been forgiven. It means that you've been made righteous. It means that you've been made alive together with Jesus. It means that you're a part of the body. It means that you have been sealed, marked out as one of God's very own. And God is blessing you right now with his presence. And, you know, 5 minutes from now, a day from now, God is going to continue to bless you with his presence. So rejoice in that, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mary Jo. God bless you. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
An anonymous writer, what advice or words of comfort would you give to a former caregiver who made health decisions for a loved one that ended horribly? The person carries a weight of regret, guilt, sorrow, and wishes they could do things over. We would thank you for your answers and your prayers.
Well, at some point you have to step back and say that person's life wasn't in my hands. It wasn't up to me. In that particular instance, I did the best that I could. I made the decisions that I could, and I'm just going to leave it there. I know when my dad passed away, it was a sudden heart attack, and my mom asked some of those questions. Could I have done something more? Could I have done something different? And we just had to sit down and talk as a family and say, you know, it just happened. And we have to rejoice in the fact that Dad is absent from the body and present with the Lord. So what looked like a horrible ending actually was, in God's economy and in God's story, just a transition from this realm into the very presence of God. So if you were a caregiver and you were caring for somebody who was in Christ, and maybe a decision moved it one way instead of another, I mean, that was all in God's plan for that person's life. I mean, his days were numbered. And so at that time, he went to be with the Lord. So rejoice in that.
Absolutely.
Rejoice that he's absent from the body, present with Jesus.
Indeed. Friends, as we close the program, let me remind you once again that we need your ongoing support to keep the message of God's love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ going forward. And when you make your contribution for the next few days, we'll send you a copy of Andrew's video series called Clean and Close. And you can do that when you visit basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow when Andrew Farley will be joining us for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.